The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. So just to check on learning from last time, what's the color white represent? No, not Christmas time. What is it? Martyr? No, red represents martyrdom. What's white?
Feast day?
Yeah, feast day, solemnity.
Lent.
So, no, Lent's purple.
Oh.
It's a feast day or solemnity. Today's just a regular feast day. Not today. We're not celebrating God's mom today. What are we celebrating today? Not Nathanael. It has nothing to do with Nathanael. Nope, nothing to do with Paul. What's that? St. Jerome? No. Nope, not John. No, not God's dad. Any idea? No? Okay. All right. Do you know, or are you just guessing? Okay. He's one of them. So we got St. Michael. That's one of the ones. It's a three-part feast day today. What are the other two that we're celebrating? St. Gabriel, good. Thank you. And who's number three?
John the Baptist.
Nope, John the Baptist isn't in this group. No.
Saint Peter?
No. So I'll give you a hint. St. Michael is an angel. Who did you say?
I said Gabriel.
St. Gabriel is an angel. So who's the third angel?
St. Raphael.
St. Raphael, very good. Do we have any Michaels out there? Any Gabriels? Raphaels? Do we have a Raphael in the school? You're not a Raphael. All right. So these are the three archangels whose feast we celebrate today. Okay. Well, we're not celebrating Nathanael today. But it's a good name, but we're not celebrating Nathanael today. So Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. So oftentimes we kind of overlook these three saints. And they are saints, even though they weren't human. We often overlook them. But throughout the history of our experience as humans, throughout our own history here on Earth, they've played very important roles in our lives and throughout the history of the church. So how has St. Michael helped? Any idea? We just heard it today in the readings. Yes? Do you know which one? Which angel told Mary about Jesus?
St. Gabriel?
Yeah, it was Gabriel. So, good. So, St. Gabriel, actually, what region are we in for the church? Any ideas? It's St. Gabriel region. Anyways, irrelevant, I suppose. All right, so, with this, what did St. Michael do? Any ideas? We literally just heard it in the readings today, yeah. Yes. He led the armies of the angels to victory over the powers of Satan and hell and all that. So it's St. Michael with strength, power, protection. So all the angels have some sort of thing associated with them. So St. Michael is protection, St. Gabriel is strength, and what?
It's also about St. Michael. He was also like the wearer of
stones. That's extra biblical, but that's probably part of the tradition, but it's not something, yeah. We're just going to, a little simpler than that with the Gospels. So what did St. Raphael do? Because these are the only three saints, angels that we know of, what their names are from the Bible. What did Raphael do? Was that faith? Well, I mean, he had faith, but there's a little more that he actually did for us in our realm. Yeah.
Love?
No, I'm not looking for those. What did he do? There, it's in scriptures. We didn't read it today, but anyone know? He's a lesser known one, so you might not know about it. So St. Raphael healed, maybe you've heard of him, Tobit. He healed him of his blindness. And tradition often links him, St. Raphael, with the stirring of the waters in the pool of Bethsaida. So does anyone remember the blind man who has to go into the waters to get healed, but he can't get himself there and all that stuff? And so he finally gets into the pool and he's healed. And so St. Raphael is usually linked with this stirring of the waters in that pool. But he's also very specifically identified, obviously, with healing Tobit of his blindness. And so we see throughout all of our scriptures that these angels are constantly working for our good. But let's step back really quick. What is an angel? What is their official job title? Not a guardian, that's not their actual title. That's not what that's something Michael does, but like at the base level, what is an angel? That's all right. No, what do you got?
Someone that serves God.
Well, all the angels serve God, but there's a particular thing that they do. No. There's a kind of a function that they fulfill. So angels are considered the messengers. So very specifically, what did Gabriel do? He delivered a message, right? So he delivered the message to Mary. And so that's the primary, that's their base function, is to deliver messages. And so all the angels, all those premonitions we get, stuff, you know, we talk about guardian angels, we talk about angels that are supposed to be protecting parishes, homes, all this stuff, their primary purpose is as a messenger. And only then do they move into other areas. But we're not going into the study of angels. Anyway, so the important thing we need to take away from today, though, is that these three angels we can call upon for help. We can pray to them and ask for their intercession. And so for St. Michael, we ask for his protection. St. Gabriel, we ask for his strength, and St. Raphael, we ask for healing. So if you need protection, if you need strength, if you need healing, call upon the archangels. They're there for us. And who better to actually talk to God for us on our behalf than the angels, who literally have all of eternity to kind of like ask God to help us. Yeah, anyways, so make sure you pray to some angels today.